By all accounts, Oregon should have had a smooth entry into the health insurance marketplace. Oregon's governor is himself a doctor committed to quality health care. The state tended to run ahead of the federal government in health care innovation, and it decided a long time ago to commit to its own exchange. Cover Oregon, it is called, and it made a big splash with catchy advertisements months before the October 1st website startup. Well, the website still can't sign anybody up, and now Cover Oregon is planning to host a series of application fairs around the state, starting in Medford tomorrow from noon to 8 at the Ramada Medford Hotel and Conference Center, just off the North Freeway Interchange in Medford. Arian Holm is a senior public relations specialist with Cover Oregon and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Arian, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So what's the status at the moment? What's happening with Cover Oregon as opposed to what was supposed to happen, what it is actually happening?
Sure. So I think you mentioned, so we have had some challenges with the online enrollment system. And so we have staffed up to basically process the applications, and we are working through those very quickly. And, you know, we've staffed up to bring in more customer service staff, and we have a clear plan to complete the website, and we're testing and evaluating our system daily. But we're encouraging people to not wait, that they need to apply now. And that's why we're actually hosting the application fairs, is we want to encourage people to get their applications in now if they want coverage to start on January 1st.
So it really is a question of deadlines now. I mean, people could wait for the website, but you want to make sure that everything's in place by January 1.
Right. So at the application fairs, they'll really have the opportunity to sit down with somebody and say, you know, here's my situation, and then we can help walk them through the application, and then we can also sort of give them guidance on what to expect and how to fully enroll. They have to be enrolled in a plan by December 15th.
Okay, so that is coming up soon. They have less than a month now.
Right.
Less than a month now to get enrolled in a plan to have coverage by January 1st.
Right, and that's that's really why we are holding these application fairs. And as you mentioned, the Medford Fair is tomorrow from 12 until 8 at the Ramada Hotel. And we'll have a lot of staff on hand. We'll have community partners. We'll have insurance agents and Cover Oregon staff here helping people walk through the application, answer questions, and really help them understand what they need to do in order to get enrolled.
All right. Now, I should point out for the listeners in Eugene, there's a fair up there as well the following day. That's on Thursday, the 21st. That'll be at 12 to 8 again at the Lane Events Center. So the first two, Medford on the 20th, Eugene on the 21st, same time, noon to 8 in both situations. That's a pretty long stretch of time. Any projections you're making about the numbers of people you expect to walk through the door, Arian?
You know, we have a lot of registration so far for all of the events. So interest is really high. The time slots are filling up quickly and space is limited. So we're encouraging people to pre-register now. And they can register by going to the homepage of our website, coveroregon.com. They can click on that link and then pick which event that they want to attend and register there. So we're just really encouraging people to sign up because space is limited.
All right. So they at least can make that registration through the website. What else can they find at Cover Oregon right now? Now, obviously, they can't make the application through the website. What can they get done at Cover Oregon at the moment?
That's a good question. So there's actually a lot that you can do on our website. You can actually look at what plans you can purchase if you're eligible for a private plan. So if you find out that you're eligible for a tax credit and a plan, what you can do is put in some basic information and it'll pull up the plans that are in your area. And so once you fill out the application and get what we call an eligibility determination, then you can quickly pick a plan and send your enrollment packet back.
All right. So so you have to fill out, you have to print up the application, is that right?
Yeah, you can. And we're encouraging people to start the application before they get to the event, and they can get that on the homepage of our website as well and print it out and bring it with them. It will also have applications there. And to help the process go quicker, we're encouraging people to start their applications now and to bring some key information with them, including information to have handy is things like social security numbers, birth dates, employer and income information, any other financial information like student loan interest, any self-employment deductions, and information about health coverage that they have, that they may or may not have access to.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Arianne Holm at the Cover Oregon website at Cover Oregon about the application fairs coming up starting tomorrow in Medford and then the following day in Eugene to help people make their applications for health insurance through the Cover Oregon system. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Steve in Eugene, welcome to the Exchange.
Howdy. I'm 68 on Medicare and Medicaid, have supplemental insurance through Trillium, which originally was just sort of picked for me. If I do nothing, I understand I lose all this. Now, I'm a Luddite. In other words, I'm not on the web. I don't have a computer.
Right.
So I do have a cell phone. How do I get a hold of you to sign up for this Eugene event? Is the
if you're on Medicare, Cover Oregon has nothing to do with Medicare. So you should call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE and speak to them about that. If you are on Medicare or currently on Medicaid, then you would not need to attend this event.
All right. So Medicare or Medicaid patients. So we're talking Medicare or Oregon Health Plan. Is this still going to be called that once everything's said and done?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Oregon Health Plan.
Okay. So those people are not involved with this event at all. So tell us then about, and thanks for the question, Steve, who is eligible then?
That's a good question. So Cover Oregon is really for people who can't access health insurance through their employer or are currently unemployed. So people who have been buying health insurance on their own, they're self-employed, or they are unemployed and are getting unemployment and may have access to COBRA or something like that, we encourage them to apply. Families earning up to $94,000 a year may be eligible for tax credits. So it's a pretty high income. And it's also for people who work at a small business. If their employer doesn't offer health insurance, they can come through us. And so it's really for anybody who doesn't get health insurance through their employer.
So, Arianne, out of 3.8 million people in Oregon, what's the projection on how many people are eligible for this health insurance exchange?
So our projections through the end of 2014 have been about 217,000 people expected to come through Cover Oregon.
All right. So that's less than 5%, it looks like, of the total population.
Right. And I should say also that a lot of people have come through, have signed up for the Oregon Health Plan through the Fast Track program. The Oregon Health Authority sent out a letter to about 260,000 Oregonians saying, hey, you're eligible for Oregon Health Plan. All you need to do is fill out this form and send it back. And more than 70,000 people have enrolled in Oregon Health Plan because of that.
Is there anything voluntary about Cover Oregon? If, for example, you're already getting health insurance from your employer, can you at least go browse at Cover Oregon and look at what the options might be if you chose to not take your employer's health care?
You can. You can browse and look. The key is, whether that health insurance is affordable or not, and that's a little too complicated to get into on the air, but that's what these application fairs are for, is to help people navigate what insurance they might have access to. And if they have a question, if they don't know if they should, if they can apply through Cover Oregon, I encourage them to call 1-855-COVER-OR. Or to come to the application tomorrow, or the application fair tomorrow at the Ramada from 12 to 8.
All right. So in the application fairs then, and again, it's Medford on Wednesday and Eugene on Thursday. Wednesday at the Ramada Medford Hotel, Thursday at the Lane Events Center. How long are the slots? I mean, about how much time should anybody expect to sit talking to somebody at the application fairs?
That's a good question. If people come to the fair and have most of their application filled out but have a couple of questions, it'll go pretty quickly. If you need to fill out an application and talk to somebody and then learn about next steps for enrolling, I would say it would take about an hour. We will not have childcare available, so we're encouraging people to take that into account because there may be some wait times. And that's also why we're encouraging people to sign up for the event beforehand by going to coveroregon.com.
All right. If people do show up as drop-ins, though, are they likely to spend some time waiting?
They might. You know, we've had a lot of interest, but we have a process in place to hopefully quickly move people through the process. But you should expect a little bit of wait time.
Arianne Holm is with us on the Jefferson Exchange talking about Cover Oregon, where she is a senior public relations specialist. Cover Oregon bringing application fairs to help people apply for their health insurance. Since the website still can't handle that information, you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Arianne, how are the application fairs being staffed? It would seem like you'd have to have a pretty good-sized army of people descending upon these towns to be able to get everything processed.
You are right. We have Cover Oregon staff that are traveling to the events, and then we also have community partners and agents who are really helping with the application assistance. So there will be a lot of staff on hand to help people with this.
And the application itself, I understand that when you print it from the website, I've heard different news reports about this. One that said the application ends up running about 19 pages. What's the actual size of this document we're talking about?
If you are interested in applying for the tax credits or may be eligible for Oregon Health Plan, that application is a little bit longer because we ask for more specific financial information, and that is the 19-page application. If you are higher income and you don't necessarily want to apply for a tax credit or Oregon Health Plan, there's a short 3-page application that you can fill out, and the process can go pretty quickly with those applications.
All right. You already mentioned that they need to have some information available, like Social Security numbers, income levels. I mean, do they have to have tax returns, check stubs? I mean, how specific does the information need to be?
They should have a general idea of what they earned in 2013 and what they expect to earn in 2014. If they do have documents, that's great. You know, we have, and I should also say that privacy is a top priority for us. And at these events, we're taking a lot of steps to protect privacy, but people should be conscious of bringing information like that to the event and that they should keep it close to them.
Close to them and probably covered up. You want to have it in a folder, an envelope or something, I'm thinking, so people can peer over
your
arm and look at the papers in your lap as you're sitting there waiting.
Exactly.
And did you give a number on how many people are going to have to be doing face-to-face contact with the people applying at the application fairs?
So we'll have anywhere between 10 to 15 application assisters at any given time. So we're hoping to have some one-on-one opportunities, but they may be helping two or three people at a time.
All right. The term fair implies some level of booths or something. Is there going to be anything like that? I mean, is this going to be like a job fair or something where there are lots of tables to look at other information, or is it just about bringing the application with you, getting that filled out, and getting squared away?
It really is about that, but we will also have a lot of resources about the health insurance options available for Oregonians. So it is focused on getting people health insurance, and we have a lot of resources to help people do that. If they have questions or you know, anything like that, they're welcome to come. But we're really here to help people apply for health insurance.
All right, but again, they do need to visit coveroregon.com first. Or if they don't have, if they're talking as Steve did, and then Steve sounds like he's not even eligible for this, but
right.
If they think they might be eligible, don't have web access, therefore can't go to coveroregon.com, so then we're talking about the 855-COVER-OR number?
They can come to the event. Anybody who is interested in applying can attend the event. We're encouraging people to register beforehand so we can sort of help with the flow of traffic. But if anybody has questions about whether or not they should apply through Cover Oregon, they can call the 1-855-COVER-OR, or they can come to the application fair.
All right. Is there a wait time at Cover OR generally? I mean, are they going to find themselves getting that your call's important to us, so you'll be answered in 4 minutes, that sort of thing?
It's actually not that much of a wait time. I don't have the exact time, but that has not been an issue so far. So, and we have a great staff there who are, you know, really helpful and willing to take any calls.
All right, Ariane, I have to ask about I noticed the other day that the commercials for Cover Oregon are still running, even in the midst of all the issues, trying to get up to a point where you can begin to take the applications in.
Right.
What was the thinking there?
Well, we have a plan in place. As Governor Kip Hubbard said a couple of weeks ago, anybody who wants to get covered before January 1st, we're encouraging them to apply now. So, we need to keep marketing this program to make sure that people know about it so that they, if they need coverage starting January 1st, that they apply now.
All right. And are there figures at this point about how many people have at least logged on to Cover Oregon? And I know you don't have to do any sort of sign up. You can actually browse without having to enter information.
Sure.
Correct?
Yeah, we've had about 700,000 visits to our website. So interest is definitely there. We've had about 35,000 calls to our hotline. And so, people are really interested and they want to learn more. And that's really what these application fairs are about.
All right. So, again, application fair number one, November 20th. That is tomorrow, Wednesday, noon to 8 at the Ramada Medford Hotel and Conference Center. Thursday, the 21st in Eugene at the Lane Event Center, same times, noon to 8. And you're advised to call in advance to make up an appointment either through – you can make the appointment through CoverOregon.com?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Or by calling 855-COVER-OR. We'll put both of those links back up on our Facebook page before the morning is out. Ariane Holm, Senior Public Relations Specialist at Cover Oregon, thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to have you.